chest early Sunday morning while on patrol. Police say the officer was patrolling the streets after a gang altercation and homicide investigation. As he traveled down Furnace Avenue, multiple shooters began firing into his car. Two bullets went through his vest and into his chest. Montgomery police say a man was stabbed last night in the 1400 block of Ann Street. He was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And the Junior League of Montgomery held the Taste of the River Region Sunday night. Around 30 food and beverage vendors offered different samples. Money raised at the event goes to supporting many local organizations through grants. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson.
The Voice is back with me, Jennifer Hudson, Adam Levine.
And the reigning champ, moi.
No chance Kelly's going to win again. I'm calling it right now. I'm winning this season.
I'm not going to sit here and talk about the fact that I've won The Voice six times.
Not last year when I arrived. I won. Say my name, Blake.
Queen Kelly. Be there when I reclaim the title that's rightfully mine.
Watch Team Kelly on The Voice on NBC.
The Blind Auditions begin tonight on NBC.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice in sight. But don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump is in New York ahead of the United Nations General Assembly.
The president will meet with South Korea President Moon Jae-in, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as the leaders of Egypt, France, Japan, and the United Kingdom.
Congress has dropped plans that would have set limits to what airlines charge for baggage and seat assignments.
Bill Cosby goes before a judge for a two-day sentencing hearing.
Rivers in North Carolina and South Carolina are expected to crest this week.
James Woods needs a new platform to share his thoughts with fans. The actor locked out of his Twitter account for a tweet that the company says violated the rules.
At the box office this weekend, the biggest picture was the gothic family fantasy, The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
More than a week after Hurricane Florence made landfall, flooding remains a problem in some parts of North Carolina.
The Trump administration is proposing rules that would deny immigrants green cards if they use public assistance.
Tiger Woods is back, winning the PGA Tour Championship in Atlanta for his first title in 5 years.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. "Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry?" Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, so why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest? He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get. Oh, she said, but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee. Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. Sure, he said, I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation. She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, but that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button? She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, I would also like a yacht. Somewhat defeated, she answered, well, if you're not going to be serious about it. But I am, Brad said as earnestly as he could. I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa. Look, she said sternly, you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have. All right, Brad answered, I understand. Let everyone have a yacht. But how, she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. Don't bother me with that, he said. There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like. What, she asked. Two yachts. Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, it's people like you who keep socialism from working. And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, but there's still one problem. How many are there, like me? Well, not as many as you think, she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, there she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist. How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstown 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. 272-9228. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Feeling good. Feeling like the big guy. Feeling good. Feeling large and in charge.
Large and in charge. 80 degrees outside. Stock market's down 180 points.
Go ahead. It was a good weekend. And a special shout out to my soon-to-be sister, at least sister-in-law, Caroline. She's my brother Will's fiance. And she just got her white coat for osteopathic medicine, the school in Dothan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's went through the intensive 2 months, just got her first white coat.
And congratulations to her.
Went to that ceremony yesterday in Dothan and saw her side of the family. Our side of the family was there. It was good. Everybody gets along great, too. I loved it.
That's outstanding. It's great to bring in a new member into the family here, into the fold, as they would say. Wow, let's see, is there anything going on today?
That's what on the car ride back, I saw the breaking news and went, uh-oh. It looks like we're going to be talking about more of this crap.
Golly, this is like some crazy stuff out here. It's, I don't know, it's, you got all sorts of stuff. The Kavanaugh thing, certainly, with the second accuser, we've got that to be talking about. We had a Rob Rosenstein scare that happened. Let's pull in with, did I send you the John Roberts piece?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, I will get that to you. My bad.
It's all good. All good. But there is plenty to cover here. Because of more accusations. And
did you get the clip that was the WSFA piece that I gave you?
We're going to have to play it brewed. I tried to make it work downstairs, and it wouldn't. But it's a very depressing story, too.
If you could, let's play that, because that's kind of something that's happening right now with Spencer's doing a press conference.
Okay, that's going to take 1 second here.
La-dee-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
This is sad. We covered it talking to Spencer.
O'Connor, we do start with some breaking news out of Selma this evening. A city police officer in stable condition after four suspects opened fire on him this morning while he was on routine parole. He was shot twice, with one of those bullets going clean through his body despite his wearing a Kevlar vest. WSFA 12 News reporter Brian Henry has been on this story all day. He's live at the scene right now. Brian, kind of break down what happened for us.
Hey, John, investigators now believe the four men started following the police officer at the Edmund Pettus Bridge all the way down this road to the intersection of Broad and Furnace. It is not clear at this point why this particular policeman was picked out. What we do know is once they got to this intersection, the suspects began firing away with their high-powered rifles early this morning around 4 o'clock.
This today demonstrates the worst fear.
Selma Police Chief Spencer Collier feared that this might happen after weeks of dealing with this officer's being shot at. No one had been hit until now.
Well, I mean, obviously he was shot twice with a high-powered rifle.
The chief declined to identify the policeman, but did say he is a 10-year veteran. Once the officer realized he was being ambushed, he sped away. But with his injuries, he lost control of his car and crashed a block away. Collier says one round penetrated the officer's body, but that bullet apparently missed all vital organs.
He was shot in the chest. He had his Kevlar vest on. Our vests are not rifle rated. And as you know, we are seeing so many rifles. So the Kevlar obviously slowed it down,
but it still
penetrated.
Okay, so they had a triangulation on him. They had four shooters.
Yeah.
From different positions that were there. We're going to pick that up in the second part of the story. But, I mean, that's basically they're trying to whack a police officer.
Yeah, this is blatant. I mean, and before it was like, you know, don't come on our turf. It was that same kind of apartment complex that is inconvenient, let's just say, for anybody going in there. But this is beyond that area, it seems. This is like active seeking out these guys.
Well, Spencer has been cracking down on particularly drug issues, and they've got some problems within the police department. Mm-hmm. But these people also are not willing to give up their territory and the money that's coming up in this thing. So they're taking on the police head on here. Let's continue with this story.
State investigators have since taken over. For much of Sunday morning, SBI personnel put down cones marking the spots where they may have found clues to help piece this crime together. Four suspects were likely involved, according to the chief.
This is what in law enforcement we would call a fatal funnel, and it is set up shooters from different sides at different angles where they're not in each other's crossfire, and you only have one direction to go. It's a very difficult thing to survive.
When you see things like this.
Selma Mayor Dario Melton.
To learn that the officer, the vest that he had, was not rifle-plated vest, which we've been pushing for the last year.
The injured policeman radioed for help, and a fellow officer rushed him to Vaughan Medical Center in Selma. From there, he was life-flighted to a hospital in Birmingham. We're told he is in stable condition at this hour. Meantime, Chief Spencer Collier is angry.
I've been pretty pissed off for the last several weeks over this.
And is promising to take the motto to protect and to serve to a new level, starting right now.
I only have one way to respond to this, and that is with overwhelming force. And that you're going to see that today. I have asked for assistance from agencies from all over the state.
And here is another look tonight at the patrol car that turned over about a block away from here. It was hauled away around 1:30 this afternoon. The front end, as you can see, was visibly damaged. And it appeared to, from our perspective, there were bullet holes all in the body of the vehicle. The vehicle will no doubt be part of the evidence collected all day by investigators to try to figure out who did this and why. John?
Okay, Brian, thank you. And according to Chief Collier, he is telling us he's not aware of any other additional injuries that officer suffered as a result of crashing his police cruiser there. This is, of course, a developing story. You heard Chief Collier's response. We'll bring you the latest information as it becomes available on WSFA.com and on the 12 News app.
The chief is doing a press conference as we speak on here. I'm not sure if we can pull that up on WSFA live event, but Joey, this is some really serious stuff. This is reminds me of the Phoenix City issue that we had a long time ago, where the bad guys are just running the town.
Yeah, this is, I mean, and it, I have a feeling this is going to get worse before it gets better. I worry and wonder, do you think this gets, if it does get worse, this will end up being national news?
It already is.
It already is, okay.
Fox ran a story on it this morning.
Because this is, man, and right now the press conference is going on. It looks like the mayor is speaking.
Yeah, and Selma. I could see where they're going to be bringing in some forces in here to getting this thing straightened out, but the problem is the cockroaches go and hide when the bad guys kind of show up, and then when they leave, then they kind of come back out. Now, maybe they know who these people are. Maybe they've got some leads on this stuff.
Right.
And if so, we'll be on the guy who gets caught by a police officer for shooting, I mean, setting up an ambush for a police officer. And seems to be, the question is going to be, why this particular officer? News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look.
Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There's not a street that you can walk. 272-9228, that's where we are.
To watch just who you're talking to. They're out to get you. Can't turn your back on a smiling face.
Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Ashley. Ashley, welcome aboard The Dan Morris Show.
Hey, just to keep with the story that you just reported in Selma, on Friday night, our family had gone to the zoo for, it was a ballet that they were doing out there, a free event. We went, and about 8 o'clock, we heard about 20 gunshots. Very unnerving. We live in Elmore County, and, you know, so not that it doesn't happen there, too, but typically people are up there shooting deer and coyotes and such. But it was unnerving to have your family at the zoo for a family event to hear these shots and not know where it was coming from. We found out later that a woman had died in a situation off of the Northern Boulevard right behind the zoo. You can exit going out through the boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure. I didn't know if y'all had heard about that to see what had happened. But it was a lot of gunshots.
Interesting. Let me kind of start over again because you dove into a story that I wasn't expecting. So what, this was yesterday?
This was Friday evening at the zoo. They had a free event out there. It was Ballet and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
And about 8 o'clock, you just start hearing these gunshots going off, probably about 20.
Wow. And so it sounded like an exchange of gunfire in those at night.
It did. Yes, it absolutely did sound like an exchange.
Can you... Can you differentiate between a handgun and a rifle sound?
My husband said it sounded like it was a combination.
Wow.
Of different weapons that were used. So it was, you know, as you're sitting there, you feel like a sitting duck. At first, I was trying to, you know, I thought it was fireworks because I just wasn't expecting that. And the other men sitting around us, you know, they said, no, that's not fireworks. So... it's just scary.
That is scary. Was the mayor there by any chance?
I didn't hear anything about him being there. But, you know, I know, and also someone had reported Friday night that they had heard about 20 shots go off around the Hillwood area.
Ooh, now you're getting close to home.
You know, it's just, I don't know what you do. I have no idea what you do to get control of the situation.
Well, they're supposed to be, we had the mayor on Wednesday, and then I got confirmed from one of my sources is that they really are doubling down and cracking down, particularly in the old Cloverdale Garden District area. But it sounds like they need to spread their resources a little wider.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what's going to come out about the situation, the shooting on Friday night, because there was a 31-year-old woman who was killed in it. So I don't know if she was just happened to be randomly, her car was hit, or was she targeted?
Where did you get the information that a 31-year-old was killed?
That was on WSFA Friday night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I really appreciate the information. I'm looking at WSFA, and I don't see anything on their webpage on either of the stories.
I didn't see anything after Friday night about it.
And I don't normally watch WSFA News on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'll go back and look at it.
But yeah, I just want to let y'all know about another situation that was closer to home.
Thank you, Ashley, for the telephone call and the update.
Okay,
Appreciate it, bye. Let's go to Robert. Rodney,
I had that, and yeah, I was typing, and it's Rodney, not Robert, so I was typing in the other way.
Rodney, how are you?
Hey.
How are you, my friend?
It could be Robert Rodney, Rapid Rodney, whatever. I don't get no respect, so I love Rodney Dangerfield.
Yep.
But anyway, Stormy Daniels, attorney's done jumped into the game here. Got us another woman that jumped into the game here, and it found a good, well, I don't know how many holes in her story. I think the Times, New York Times, is refusing to run it. But I got this idea here that, you know, we need to hold our conservative Republicans' feet to the fire. We need to go ahead and, you know, work with the Democrats a little bit here. Mm-hmm. All right? Let's go ahead and vote and nominate our Supreme Court justice to the Supreme Court. And between now and the midterms, or even after, all this evidence, Stormy Daniels' lawyer and all of them have plenty enough time for them to get all their evidence together and then impeach him. Since they want to propose that that's a theory of theirs to use, then why hold up the appointment? Let's move forward with the appointment. And this so-called evidence that they have absolutely none of right now, they can have plenty of time to do all that. Then if they have this big bag of evidence, I'm sure they can bring it up for an impeachment hearing and move it straight through. Because it's becoming a big joke with them, with all these people that just keep appearing out of nowhere. And I doubt very seriously on Wednesday Ms. Ford's going to show up. I'm predicting that somewhere around Tuesday or so, an attorney is going to come up with the reason why she's not going to be able to testify. That's my thing for the day, is to give the Democrats what they want, give them a road to impeachment, and give them all the time they want, but let's move forward with the vote, and vote on it, and then they can have plenty of time to do, you know, whatever they want to do.
Randy, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a great day. To Ashley's point, I just picked up the story. Latricia McDade, 31, in Montgomery, was shot on the Alabama River Parkway, 200 block, which is the second block when she did the turn on the parkway. And it happened at 8:21 p.m. on Friday. But that many gunshots, it sounded like it was a...
Right. Maybe she got caught in the crossfire or something. Yeah.
So, News 93.1, the MR Show, we'll be back right after this.
I better watch your step, cause you never know where the knife will go and the end is yet.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Are you mad?
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly. Then, take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where...
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
I'm
Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dr. Sean Murphy.
ABC Tonight.
I have autism.
Last season's number one new drama returns.
I can help people with medicine.
His greatest challenge.
I have cancer. I've got a long journey ahead of me. I'm going with you.
Is his greatest strength.
I have a solution.
He sticks to his gut and he fights what he thinks is right.
The Good Doctor, following the Dancing with the Stars live premiere.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. There's speculation about the future of the number two at the Justice Department, who some reports say could be out of a job. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is at the White House after fallout from a New York Times report Friday saying he suggested wearing a wire to record President Trump and invoking the 25th Amendment, something he's called inaccurate. Nikki Haley, U.S. Ambassador to the U.S., weighing in.
Literally, I have never once been in the White House where that conversation has happened.
And comedian Bill Cosby's sentencing hearing underway in Pennsylvania, where a state board psychologist testified. Evidence shows he has an uncontrollable urge to violate young women. The 81-year-old convicted of drugging and molesting a woman in 2004. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard needs some rain, this is some good news. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by this afternoon and this evening. Not every town will get wet, but many will. Highs in the upper 80s today. Tonight's low 73. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, still a generous supply of those random showers and storms. About 50% coverage both days with highs in the upper 80s. And then the storms become a little bit more numerous by Thursday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet and stay on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, which are getting a little bit more busy, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Joey, why don't you cue up John Roberts here? Man, what a busy news day. We're going to get into this Kavanaugh's second accuser stuff big time. And the political implications here. This was John Roberts just about 1 hour ago talking about the latest on the Rosenstein, and we're going to then build that into John Sununu, who has some very good insight.
expected to be heading to the White House, and he is expecting to be fired. That is according to our own John Roberts. He joins us now after a news conference just wrapped up there. John, what can you tell us now?
And Sarah, let's be very specific about the language, all right? Rod Rosenstein is not going to the White House, which is expected to fire him. Rod Rosenstein has told people he is going to the White House, quote, expecting to be fired. So these are words from Rod Rosenstein expecting what will happen in the wake of the story last week that apparently he was trying to gin up support among cabinet members for a 25th Amendment removal of the president. We heard from two of those cabinet members just a short time ago, the UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, the former CIA director at the time, Mike Pompeo, now Secretary of State. Both of them said that they were in a lot of high-level meetings with a lot of people in it, never heard any talk about anybody trying to use the 25th Amendment to get rid of the president. Mike Pompeo even going so far as to say, never heard anybody talk about it, never heard any discussion about it, never heard anybody even joke about it, because there's some word out there that maybe Rod Rosenstein sarcastically said, you want me to wear a wire, or we're not sure exactly what happened here. We have a report that he was trying to get people to support him in a 25th Amendment removal of the president, and then we have Rod Rosenstein categorically denying all of this. The only thing we know at the moment is he is at the White House for a very high-level meeting, and staff at the White House is working on something regarding this meeting that we are going to hear soon. But as to exactly what's going on, Sandra, we don't know. Now, I mean, it could be when you look at the language that Rosenstein used when he was going over to the White House expecting to be fired, that maybe he was trying to get ahead of the story, saying, I'm not going to resign. You're going to have to fire me if you want to get rid of me. He could also be sort of testing the waters, telling people in Congress, look, I'm expecting to be fired, and seeing if there's some instantaneous reaction to that. So all of this very fluid right now. I expect that we'll probably get some clarity about it within the next 60 minutes or so. But at the moment, the only people who know what's going on is Rod Rosenstein and the Chief of Staff, John Kelly, and then people at the White House who are here at the UN who aren't saying anything.
Okay, now let me add into that what else we've found out. He was already scheduled for a meeting over there, so that was kind of a misrepresenting the reporting there. And then what has now come out from the press secretary's office that Rosenstein and Trump are going to meet on Thursday. So Thursday's going to be an interesting day with Kavanaugh and Rosenstein. And remember, Rosenstein was in the room with Kavanaugh sitting right behind him during his confirmation hearing. You remember when he got up and he kind of gave him a pat on the shoulder there?
Yeah.
So now let's listen to John Sununu, former chief of staff to George Herbert Walker Bush, and what his insight is, which is very interesting.
Bring in John Sununu, former White House chief of staff. John, you can only sort of imagine what's going on in that White House as we're told that Rod Rosenstein is making his way there now.
That's what chiefs of staff are for, and General Kelly is going to meet with the Deputy Attorney General. Look, if anyone asked me for a recommendation of what the president would do, I would tell him right now that the Chief of Staff should try and set guidelines with Rosenstein on how things go forward, and they should arrange to have a phone call at 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening every night from here on in, planning the day and reviewing the day. And I think in the long run, the president would be better off taking control of the process than creating chaos and having him fired.
What do you make of that distinction John Roberts is making in his reporting here?
Very important.
He's at the UN, of course, where the president currently is. And we're looking back at Washington, where Rod Rosenstein's heading to the White House expecting to be fired. He's been called to the White House. He says he's expecting to be fired. The White House has not put out any indication that they're expecting to fire him. So this sounds like we're getting this from Rosenstein.
I think that's correct, and that's why I suggest that the scenario I just put forward is a possibility, something like that. I think the president would be better off having a Rod Rosenstein in office with some feedback and controls and understanding of how the process will move forward than putting a new person in there and having to survive the political firestorm that would occur.
I think he's spot on with that. That's a very constructive way of doing it, and then you don't look like you have a Department of Justice out of control. You have a reporting mechanism, And Rosenstein has always kind of concerned me. I've shared with you, I don't know if he's a white hat or a black hat, hoping he's a white hat, but having a little bit of a tether, I think Donald Trump would also like, because he's going to feel like he's going to have a little more control in where Mueller is going by doing it that way. And so that sounds like a good plan. And before all this had broken on the second part of having the meeting on Thursday, I had captured that because I thought he was spot on with it. So now let's keep on going with John Sununu talking about preserving what you have.
And of course, the big challenge right now is to try to understand if he were to be fired, then what happens with the control and the oversight of the Mueller investigation?
Well, I think Judge Napolitano was correct on it. This is not really going to affect the investigation. People will try to exploit it as having under it being part of undermining the investigation, but the process there is entrenched. The personnel are in place. It will go forward under whatever new scenario would occur if Rosenstein were removed.
You know, while this is all going on with Rod Rosenstein, as we await to see what exactly happens here, as he's on his way to the White House, the president at the UN this week, and of course the hearing for the president's pick for the Supreme Court, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, that hearing will take place on Thursday. We're already off to a pretty wild week, Governor.
They're driving awfully slowly, though, from Justice Department over to the White House, aren't they?
Yeah, and so obviously you know this job very well that John Kelly has,
right.
And he's got an enormous job to do. And we know this isn't the first time there has been a discussion about the possibility of Rod Rosenstein being fired. And you go back 5 or 6 months ago, it was April, and the raiding of the FBI raids on Michael Cohen's office, where we had this discussion previously.
Yeah, but again, the interesting thing to me is the reports, and they seem to be confirmed reports, that the President Rosenstein have been meeting often, more often than before, and seem to have developed a working relationship. And I think that's an asset that they ought to try and preserve rather than go through the chaos of a political firestorm. I know I keep coming back to that, but that to me is the smart move for the White House at this point.
And we had reported that they were meeting on a fairly regular basis, which is when the story came out, seems kind of odd to me, particularly the way that they were doing the story. But maybe Rosenstein was a little concerned at the time that he was being appointed. And then the story says that he did not know that the president was going to release the Comey memo, or the memo he did to the president about Comey. And he did, and he felt, the story says, he felt that was, the writing wasn't professional enough to have been released, and kind of surprised by that, and that was not what he was being told was going to happen. So, but this palace intrigue, as they would say, without a doubt.
We're getting sex scandals and allegations and palace intrigue all rolled into one.
I know. What are we going to do with all this? Okay, so now a second accuser has shown up. Kavanaugh's second accuser. And there was a story that is in the New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
And the New Yorker magazine, in my humble opinion, it's kind of half-baked. And you're going to hear from the actual writer of the story, who's got a kind of a long interview here, but you can hear from her from two different sources. Let's start with New Yorker's Jay Meyer on the Kavanaugh story.
The Senate Judiciary Committee's top Democrat says the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh should be postponed. Senator Dianne Feinstein's request comes after the New Yorker published a woman's claim that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her during a drunken college party. Deborah Ramirez acknowledged there are significant gaps in her memories of the evening, but is confident Kavanaugh was there.
In a statement, Kavanaugh says this alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen. This is a smear, plain and simple. The story went online after Christine Blasey Ford, who accuses Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her in high school, agreed to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. Kavanaugh also denies Ford's allegations.
The New Yorker's chief Washington correspondent Jane Mayer co-wrote yesterday's article about Kavanaugh's new accuser with Ronan Farrow. She joins us now. Read through your entire story. The New Yorker admits that they were unable to confirm with other eyewitnesses that Kavanaugh was even present at this party. Why did you print this story?
We've got a woman who was a classmate of his at Yale who went on the record to describe her own experience here. And when we started to do more reporting on it, we found another classmate who remembers hearing about it that night or the next day. We compared the accounts of these two people who've never spoken to each other, Deborah Ramirez and the person who heard about it that night. They were identical. They have all the same details, same location. It seemed that there was something to this. We started checking further, and we found classmates had been talking about this for weeks and months. Since July, there have been an email chain of Yale classmates of Kavanaugh talking about, will this thing come out, long before Christine Blasey Ford came forward. So we felt, the public ought to know about this. The woman wants to talk. We felt this was important.
Okay, so the lady has some memory gap issues, and so what we're doing is, because someone else was told about it, then therefore it had happened. That's basically what she's saying. She said they didn't know each other, and this is where New Yorker just doesn't do its business. New York Times would not run the story because they could not get anyone to confirm anything
right.
of this thing.
Right.
So New York Times ditched the story. New Yorker picks it up. New Yorker is, by the way, is a failing magazine using Donald Trump's kind of words. So let's continue on with this reporter.
Did she want to talk, or she only talked after being contacted by the New Yorker?
Listen to this.
She spoke. She didn't initiate this. We got in touch with her. She thought it over for 6 days as she sort of searched her memories to try to make sure she was confident of it. And
So they got in contact with her. So that means somebody had to tell them her name.
Right.
Which is probably a hearsay person. And did they find who was the person that told them? What's the background of that person? One thing that needs to always be a test here is, what is the political background of any of these people? I mean, are these Trump haters? Are they known Trump haters? Are they ultra-liberal? I mean, Yale's a pretty liberal place. You know, you've had the great Kasten Millers and people like that have come out. But this just really bothers me that we're taking this on hearsay and we're running major stories. And then Dianne Feinstein goes, no, we can't do the hearing on Thursday. We need to have the FBI investigate. Now, we're going to have a discussion about FBI investigating after this quick break.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon on News Talk 93.1 FM.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our
area or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard or shop online at jackingram.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
People say you ride high in April, shot down in May.
The Dan Morris Show.
But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top of June.
Now I know why I haven't seen any audio.
Right, the Avenatti story is, you go read it for yourself, folks. It's on Family Airwaves. We'll push the envelope sometimes, but this is pretty over the top. What Avenatti, the Stormy Daniels attorney, is now accusing Kavanaugh. Has to do with things written in Kavanaugh's yearbook.
Man. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good morning. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Sam.
You know, I suspect that there's some subordination of perjury going on in the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I can't prove that. But I'd like to see somebody like James O'Keefe get in there and run a little sting operation the way he did on Acorn.
Mm-hmm.
Send some, you know, hapless individual to the Democrat Party that wants to testify against Kavanaugh. Or some future person, and get a clip of the Democrat operatives engaged in subordination of perjury, where they're trying to put words in somebody's mouth, encouraging somebody to lie on the road.
Yeah, when this first came out, I said this is kind of right up Veritas's line here: is find her at some party or get together and have it where people are asking her a question at a social event and see how she responds to it.
Right. Yep. I think that's the solution to this problem, is to catch them in the act. I don't know how else to deal with it.
Well, it's totally out of control, I'll tell you that, Sam.
You have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Let's continue on with the Jane Meyer story here.
And when she felt she was, and she retained an attorney, she said she wanted to talk to us and tell her story. And what she's saying is quite forthright, there, that she was inebriated that night, as she says was Kavanaugh and the other kids. They were freshmen at Yale. And she's saying that she thinks the FBI needs to come in and investigate this.
And she says, Jane, that there are gaps in her memory. Are you okay with her story, knowing she said that I was very drunk that night and there are big gaps in my memory?
Listen. You know, the story is very transparent about what she does and doesn't remember. But I am absolutely 100% comfortable with the story. I've done a lot of reporting on it, talked to numerous other people, and the fact that Kavanaugh's friends who've signed a letter for him are also the people that she identifies as being in the party, it's not surprising, really, if they don't want to say more. They're basically saying they don't remember.
Kellyanne Conway, sorry, Jane, because I'm concerned about time.
I think at a certain point, what's required, there are things that people won't say to a reporter mm-hmm. that they might feel they need to say to the FBI. That's why everybody thinks, okay, let's get to the bottom of this.
Now, the FBI issue, a lot of people have poo-pooed the FBI thing because they're saying their job isn't to go and investigate this. Their job is to get the background on it. I said on day one, they need to go to Ford, have an FBI agent do it and say, are you familiar with what happened to George Papadopoulos and Michael Flynn? Yes. So I just want to let you know that it's against the law to lie to an FBI agent, and ask him questions and see how she answers them. because I've got the fact that the FBI is supposed to be not doing an investigation, but they're doing background reporting and data gathering, basically, what they're doing. It's been said that the FBI actually received a letter and they forwarded it over to the White House, and then nothing was done with it. There was no follow-up with it. But the White House was aware of that. That report is out there from a reliable source. I haven't seen it in too many places. But here's the thing. The FBI portion of this, and they've wasted a hell of a lot of time here, and I don't think it'll be very, very difficult. But I think putting these people under the guise of the FBI and talking to an FBI agent, you can't lie to them. I think that would clear up a lot of different things, because I think some people's memory may get changed real quickly if they go, well, wait a minute, I may be getting into trouble because of doing something, even though I'm going to claim I didn't remember it correctly. And then to try to get to the motivation, because if you can get to the motivation and you can get to that, then I think you've got it. We'll get out of this reports in the press basically driving this. So let's listen to the last clip of the New Yorker publisher.
Kellyanne Conway was on our program earlier this morning. She says this is a left-wing conspiracy, plain and simple. How do you respond to that? A smear campaign, he says.
It just sounds like what she always says. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's nobody who says, including Brett Kavanaugh's own, the witnesses that the White House and he sent for us to interview, I talked to them, and I said, is politics motivating her? These were Kavanaugh's witnesses, and they said no. Jane, so maybe, you know, what can you say?
Jane, the corroborating witness, which you says has all the details, including Kavanaugh's name, where did that witness come from, and where did that witness get the information about this from, if that person doesn't know Ramirez?
He remembers it from he was in the same dorm, same little building on Yale's old campus, and he remembers it clearly. I asked him, you know, of course we're going to be very careful. No, as I've said, he heard it from someone who was there, and as I've said, we interviewed him, and I said to him, are you sure that it was Brett Kavanaugh? He said, I am 100% sure.
But he, as you admit, he was not at the party. Jane, let me ask you this. Since your piece was published yesterday, other women contacted you?
I barely had a minute to know. No, I haven't heard from anybody else. Okay. I've heard from somebody else at Yale who's identified the other people at the party and says that they were there. But I haven't had a chance to follow up yet.
You got to find out what was the motivation for that person contacting you. And is it because the New York Times wouldn't run it? And was this a setup? Where you plan a story, I'm going to give you this information, here's the person you need to talk to, how do they get in contact with them? This is a ton of questions that need to be asked here. Papa John, coming back to you after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's life. That's what the people say. Riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June. Say that's life. Funny as it may seem, funky as it may seem, some people get their kicks. Step it.